Hey, everybody. Welcome back to the Gary Cantrell Podcast. So glad that you are here. And I'm officially back from Las Vegas. That's right. It was a great trip. And it went by entirely too fast. But I think that's kind of the story for every single vacation ever. Like, who goes on vacation and says, man, that vacation took forever? Yeah, no one. No one says that. But it was great. I got to spend time with my father, my wife, and I even got a couple videos done, which really made me very happy. I always just get so excited to make videos. It just gives me so much life. I can't tell you guys how much life it truly gives me. But when I was there, I made 4 videos. I said to myself, I'd like to get 2 minimum. I'm aiming for 2, no less than 2. And I ended up walking out with 4 videos. And then I was like really excited. I'm like, yo, like, this is awesome because that's an entire month of June is done. And then I realized there's 5 Wednesdays in June. So these will be like my solo videos on the Gary and Larry's Edible Adventures channel. And I'm short 1 week. I was hoping that the entire month of June was going to be covered with Las Vegas videos, but I'm short by 1 week. Sue me. I'm sorry. I had it all planned out. It was all ready. It was exactly where it needed to be. And then had the rug pulled out from under me because I didn't bother to check the calendar. But I'm thrilled about it. I am genuinely thrilled coming back from Vegas, getting to get some stuff recorded and in the can. It's just so nice, like in general, that we have this new format where we were uploading every Monday, and then we just decided, let's do Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. That's 3 uploads a week. Now, if it was just me or just Larry, 3 days a week sounds a little excessive, but I can do 1 additional video a week. With his schedule, he can do 1 additional video a week. And it doesn't really get in the way of like what we have to do, whether it be our jobs or, you know, whatever we want to do. It doesn't ever get in the way, which is great. So that is the plan, 3 days a week. And this month of June is going to be all Las Vegas. In fact, the first one dropped yesterday. And it is taking place from a place called Egg Slut. No, I didn't mess that name up. It's actually called Egg Slut. And it's inside of the Cosmopolitan Hotel in Las Vegas. Great place. Great breakfast sandwiches. I highly recommend it. And I'm really actually impressed with how the numbers have been for our Las Vegas videos. Now, they've been slow to climb. They're certainly not the Ocean City videos. And that is what I really want to get into because that's kind of, you know, the story behind the title of this podcast. But just seeing like what the Vegas videos have done thus far in, let's see, they published in February. And we're in May, and most of them are north of, you know, 100. One of them, I think, just crossed 200. And this is me just going off the top of my head without looking because I haven't looked at the numbers in probably 2 or 3 days, but just trying to get perspective on kind of like where they've landed over the last couple of months, you know, what I could potentially expect from the 4 that I just did, essentially, is where I'm going with that. But they're not as fast as the Ocean City videos, but they're optimized well. And if people start searching for that stuff, I think the YouTube search is highly competitive for Las Vegas. And so it's going to be a little harder, but people will find them. If they are good, they will be found. And so I think that these videos that I did are very decent, and I think they will be found. But let's talk about Ocean City, because this is where I'm really interested. And when I say, like, follow the numbers, this is what I mean. So last year we did two videos where we essentially did a compilation. It's like, okay, one of them was like best snacks on the Ocean City, Maryland boardwalk. The other one was like best cheese steaks or best steak and cheeses in Ocean City, Maryland. The cheesesteak one, as of today, is 1,600 views. And the snack one is 1,300 views. Now, this is interesting on a number of levels. The snack one, as of April, was down at like 300 or 400 views, which is still great, right? Like, if we put out a video and that thing gets 300 to 400 views, I'm super happy. And we have a couple of videos, not counting the Ocean City videos, that have gone north of 400, 300 or 400. Not all of them. In fact, not most of them. But, you know, I think you can equate that to probably titles and thumbnails and things of that nature, getting people to click. And we can learn from that. We can do things. We can tweak titles and thumbnails constantly to get the best result. That I'm not even worried about. But when I look at these Ocean City videos and I look at that snack one, where in April it was at 300 to 400 views, now it's at 1,300, and that's within a month. That's crazy. So essentially, and I think I've talked about this briefly in another podcast, so I apologize for those of you that listen every week, and this is slightly repetitive, but basically, long story short, those two videos have trumped every single video in our catalog, with the exception of YouTube Shorts, because I don't really count those. You know, some of those have been shown on the short shelf, and I think the highest one we have is like 7,300 views, which is, I mean, it's incredible. A view is a view, more eyes on the channel. I don't want to discredit that in any way, shape, or form, but if we're talking about like apples to apples, like a Monday video compared to another Monday video, those two videos have outperformed everything on the channel. And one of the things I've heard consistently from all the quote unquote YouTube experts, you got to see what's working and you got to do more of what's working. Now, Ocean City is not super easily accessible. It's like a 3-hour drive. Okay. It's not the easiest thing in the world to get to. It can be done, but it requires like a day, you know, essentially a day. But I looked at these numbers and Larry and I sat there and we talked and we're like, we got to do more of these. And I knew that getting out there was not going to be super easy, but I knew we had to do it. So then enter in video number 3 of the Ocean City series, which is all about the best pizza on the boardwalk. And at the time that we filmed it, it was just before, you know, it was like the beginning of May, I want to say. Yeah, beginning of May. So a lot of things are open because it's warm outside, but not everything's open. But we picked like the 4 places that we saw that were open, easily accessible, et cetera, et cetera. And we went and filmed there. This is so crazy to me. That video as of today is 10 days old on YouTube. And it's already crossed 380 views. In what I can gather, other than our premiere episode, and maybe one or two after that, maybe the Mr. Beast one, that particular video is the fastest growing video on our channel. 10 days in, and we're over 380 views. That's incredible when you think about it. So, before we even released this third one, I was trying to scratch my head. I was just like, you know, what can we do to capitalize on this momentum? Because we knew that the plan was to put the pizza one out the Monday before Memorial Day, because that final week, people are planning their trips, they're getting ready, and then maybe they're searching like, okay, what are we going to eat in Ocean City? So at that point, we have these videos that are already out there, and we can see the traffic is going up and up and up and up and up and up and up. So let's put out this new one right before Memorial Day and it will enter into the YouTube search. So people that are searching for it will find it. But also these people that have watched the other two videos, they're going to more than likely be recommended this new video. So this new video by default is going to be a big, big hit. And the analytics reflect that. But if we could take it just one step further, I thought in my mind, what if we take the 11 places that we visited across these three videos, 4 in the snack video, 3 in the cheesesteak video, and 4 in the pizza video? What if we take these 11 places and break them out into individual videos? Now, the people that have subscribed, they will have already seen it. We don't want to bother existing subscribers with repurposed content, so we uncheck the box that says notify subscription feeds. And what if we just optimize these to the absolute best of our ability with TubeBuddy, which is an amazing tool? What if we get these things SEO'd up real nice, the tags, the description, the title, the thumbnails, we just get it all in real good. And then we release all 11 of these every single day of the week. Now, of course, our Monday, Wednesday, and Friday schedule is still in play. So basically, we're uploading these like Tuesday, Thursday, Saturday, Sunday, you know, the other 4 days out of the week. And we have, I think, like 3 more left to go as of today. Well, there would be one out today if you're listening to this on the day it comes out. So we have now our 3 videos that are out in the wild, the big ones, the compilation ones, but then we also have 11 shortly formatted, very quick pacing, and Larry has actually edited all those and he's done an amazing job. But you have 11 of those that are now out in the wild. So if somebody's searching for that particular restaurant, they might be recommended the one that we did the compilation on, because those are also tagged with all those individual places. But then also, now we have videos for just that place. And just so it's not 100% repetitive, Larry's gone back. He's added new music, new narration, and maybe stuff that would have gotten cut for time gets put back in if it fits the video, and they're still relatively short. They're all like under 2 minutes. I don't think there's one that's over 2 minutes. So you have this short, easily digestible content. We're dumping 11 videos into the search. So people that are looking for the Ocean City content, they've now been super served with, essentially, as of today, it'll be 14 videos in total. 3 compilations, 11 individual videos. That gives us 14 at-bats. I'm using the baseball stuff again. Those of you who've been around for a while, you already know. That gives us 14 at-bats. 14 chances to get on base. 14 chances to potentially hit a double, a triple, maybe even knock it out of the park. And I would already argue that the 3 compilation videos are going to do just that. The first two have already shown me that. 1,300, 1,600 respectively. And based on the growth of the pizza one that we just put out 10 days ago, as of today, if you're listening on the day this comes out, if it were to continue on a similar track, I don't want to say the exact track because I don't think that that's likely at all. I think it's just going to grow slowly, but it's going to grow. I mean, that one's 1,000 views within the next probably 2 or 3 months easily. I don't think that's irrational. I don't think that that's some kind of like false expectation. I think it's very possible. Now, do the individual ones see the similar success of the compilation ones? I don't know. But at this point, who cares? Why do I say who cares? Because all of them have north of 50 views. Quite a few of them now are at 100. They will go up. I don't think that they're going to be as high as the compilation videos, but I think they're going to go up. So that's 14 opportunities to grab some attention. Maybe there's something about the tags in one that catches some people that maybe we missed on a previous video. This is like another chance, essentially. And we're not done yet. We're going back. We're going back and we're going to make more. Because when you see data like this, it's hard not to follow the numbers. And I'm not like a numbers guy. I'm not like, give me a million subs and overnight or anything like that. I'm all about working for it. Don't get me wrong. But when you look at this data, it's undeniable. There are people right now searching for this content, and I'll be damned if I'm not going to give it to them as much as I possibly can. You got to follow the numbers. Plain and simple. That's what it comes down to. Our data is showing us that these two Ocean City videos and this third one is on the rise. It's showing us that this is what people are looking for. And it kind of brings me to like a greater point, and we'll close on this because I don't want to go 3 hours talking about, believe me, I could talk about this for days. But, we kind of had this strategy all along of we're going to review this place. We're going to review that place. These are a lot of places that we like. We want to talk about them. We want to, for like the local businesses, we want to kind of like put them out there. If they don't already have a presence, we want to like help. Like maybe somebody comes across it. Maybe somebody gets interested. They go check them out. That's the goal. But seeing the success of the Ocean City videos into a lesser degree, the Las Vegas videos, and we've done one video in Charleston, actually two videos in Charleston. I have to see it, the second one, but the Lewis Barbecue one is north of 1,000. I think that the previous strategy of just like, let's go to this cool restaurant, let's go to that cool restaurant. I mean, this is fine and it's fine to make these videos, but I think that the real strategy should be a travel-based channel surrounded with food, because that's obviously what we do. Edible adventures, duh. But like picking a certain city, like Ocean City in this case, or Las Vegas, places that, we can get to, and making like as many videos as we possibly can to super serve what people are searching for based on the videos we're doing that do well. It's just like when we first got started, our second episode was like a cheesesteak episode. And every cheesesteak episode after that has done very, very well by our small metrics, our small channel. We're talking 200-300 views. I think Jersey Mike's did like over 500, almost 600 now. But you look at what the people are responding to, and you try to give them more to that. You try to lean into that. You don't put all your marbles, you don't put all your, maybe your eggs in that basket. I'm just trying to figure out whatever metaphor. You don't put all your eggs in that basket, perhaps. But I would say you put a lot of them in there if you can. I mean, if you're able to do it. And I think something like Ocean City is very doable. I would be interested to see what something like Virginia Beach, Rehoboth, places like that. I would love to see if that is kind of the same response, or if there's just something unique about Ocean City. We're going to have to find that out. We're going to have to find that out, and I'm going to have to come back on this podcast and share that as well. But what it comes down to is looking at your data and seeing what's working, seeing what's not, and see how you can lean into the things that are working. And to me, that's, that's all the fun of it. So go check it out. And, I think that's about all I had. Tell me your thoughts at Gary Cantrell on Twitter, Instagram, whatever you want. Hit me up.